USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed a coronavirus relief package.
On this vote, the yeas are 363, the nays are 40. The bill is passed.
It includes free virus testing and some paid sick leave for affected workers. Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal.
I'm confident this measure will pass Congress with full bipartisan support and reach the president's desk without issue.
It goes to the Senate next. President Trump has declared the outbreak a national emergency, which frees up some $50 billion for the response. The president defended the government's slow rollout of the test kits.
No, I don't take responsibility at all because we were given a set of circumstances and we were given rules, regulations, and specifications from a different time.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.